Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, saints. And this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and tonight's show is Peripheral Visions, hosted by Antonia Batts. And let me just give you a quick introduction of tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is exploration in industrial economics, where you and your family, friends, acquaintance, community, and others be able to avoid shifty business practices. Beware of investors, salespeople, and others who approach you with bad propositions. Also, congrats to the youth and everyone who participated in climate control protests worldwide and locally. Your future and life may depend on it. And AR-15 assault rifle productions has created, because it says there are 200 million of them plus events. And don't forget, we have Fashion Week 2019 in Philadelphia, PA. And here in this week, it's going to be starting on September 23rd. Last week, it happened in New York, and it was very successful ran. And it ran its course, you know, very successfully, and we hope that with that success there in New York, that it can carry on over here to Philadelphia while, you know, that very, you know, production of that whole fashion week there in New York. We hope that was, you know, something that we can carry on. Probably be a little better, but, you know, with that being said, like I said, you know, this is Peripheral Visions. And I am introducing Antonia Batts tonight as we progress. And as always on Purpose Kingdom Network, you know, we're always going to broadcast, like I've always said before, each night that we're able to broadcast. And, you know, we thank God for Sister Antonia Batts for always giving us the information that we need, even though there's information that we don't want to hear or we don't care about. You know, that information is being provided with us each and every month that Peripheral Visions is able to broadcast. And, you know, we thank Antonia for being so diligent and passing on knowledge. And as you know, we all die for a lack of knowledge. And that's said in the Bible. So we know that once knowledge is passed on to us, it's up to us to process that information that is given to us. And Antonia has provided us a plethora of information more abundantly than what we think we need. But guess what? At some time, at some point, information provided is going to be useful. And, you know, we thank everybody for, you know, joining us no matter where you're at in the world. Whether you're calling us online, or whether you're listening to us online, or you're listening to us via phone, we thank you so much. And if you're online and would like to call in to tonight's program or any program that we provide on Purpose Kingdom Network, that phone number to call in is 319-527-6091. And to get on the line, you just hit the number 1, and we'll get you in. And our host will gladly, you know, provide us, you know, provide your answers or your questions or concerns that you have here on any of our programs. We thank you for, you know, doing so if you're calling online. Now, real briefly, with Peripheral Visions, let me tell you something. Peripheral Visions has been here, and, you know, we're on our 1,005th show tonight. And we thank everybody that stuck with us, and, you know, we thank you for your concerns. And, you know, right now, with Sister Antonia, right now, in a couple of seconds, we'll be able to, you know, come on and start her live broadcast here. And we're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for those that don't know. So most of the information that she provides, you know, it's not just regionally in the Philadelphia area. It's more nationwide. And one of the things, the movements that we have, and one of the movements was the climate control protest that we had here, not only just locally, but this was nationally. And this was done in the correlations, like the New York School District allowed their school students to participate in the protest, and that was one of the part of their social studies program, and it was some of their participation in the social science program. And one of the things was that a lot of things that, you know, we don't understand, like in the 60s and the 70s where we had protests, you know, a lot of school districts did not allow children to protest, either whether it was with Martin Luther King or even Malcolm X. And the reason why was because they say it was a separation of church and state. And that rule there, separation of church and state, is something that, you know, the school districts and even the government, you know, right there, they would overstep their bounds as far as the individual rights of a body of students or a body of people. And they say, hey, you know what, you are not, you know, you're not, you know, as far as the institution, you're not a part or able to participate from the separation of church and state, even though your individual rights or your individual rights of saying that, hey, listen, I demand to participate in this protest. And they say, hey, as a student of a government sanctioned institution, you're not allowed to do that. So, you know, for, you know, especially the, it was, you know, emphasized that the New York State, well, the New York City School District allowed their students to participate. And the Philadelphia school district, the school students didn't wait for any sanction or anybody say, well, you know what, you're not allowed to. They participated on their own, and it was greatly appreciated. And one of the things that we have to understand is that, you know, like I said, back in the 60s and 70s when protests started, you know, no one encourage or discourage those protests, they would just happen. And, you know, a lot of times where, you know, we see destructive things as far as flash mobs now. Right now, our young children are more educated now. They are able to go to YouTube. They are more able to pull up and find, you know, the I Have a Dream speech or the Malcolm X speech where they say, you don't want us, send us back to Africa. And they were both powerful speeches in their own, even though they were on different contexts and different, you know, wavelengths, where Malcolm X would say, we're going to force our way, and Martin Luther King would say, hey, you know what, we're going to find a peaceful solution no matter what. And, you know, like I said, they were two different views. But they had the same point. They wanted freedom, equality, and the right for us to speak out. And this is where these students, you know, across the nation, they chose to participate, and they chose to say, we have a voice. We know we're children, but we want to let you know how we feel. And that is just, you know, so beautiful as far as our youth. And everybody says, well, the youth will only think about this and that, and they, you know, they have no quality as far as maintaining, you know, our planet, our culture. They only care about themselves. They only, you know, they're going to be, their heads are going to be stuck to their iPhones. But when you go out and protest, that's something different. That's the unity, and you feel the vibe of other people, and you actually know that the person around you, the person next to you, they want to make a difference. They're out there, and, you know, you never know when there's a group or a mass of people demanding something or protesting something, you never know what the response is. So, you know, let's not just, you know, take it like, okay, I just went out and started walking and we're just walking around shouting, hold up signs. No, sometimes, you know, things can get ugly. You know, we've noticed this. And like I said, it's been documented in history. When the government wants to silence us, you know, they know how to silence crowds. And right now, this is, you know, we're talking about 50 years ago when they would, you know, demonstrate some of most, I would say, violent response to someone. They would say was violent, but, you know, the violence was created when they turned up on the scene on an innocent protest. You know, and that was one of the very reasons why Dr. Martin Luther King refused to strike from his record him being a criminal, you know, for, you know, the Alabama state courts, you know, wanted to prosecute him, and then they dropped the charges. But he says, you know, don't drop the charges. I want to go to court. And they say, well, you know, we're dropping the charges. And he says, no, I want to pursue it. And they said, well, you're going to be known as a criminal because we're dropping the charges, but if you want to just go to court, you know, we're going to say, you know, you're a criminal. He says, fine. I had to do whatever it does for peace and equality, whatever it takes. You know, and there is that same notion, you know, I haven't seen since Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, you know, come in office where, you know, we see someone that has that same diligence that, you know, no matter what it takes, you know, I'm going to do the best I can to get a job done, whether I succeed or not. And that is, you know, one of the main problems that, you know, we have as far as skills as people. It seems like the more technology advances, the more problem-solving skills that we don't have. You know, Google or Siri just can't give you the answer to some things that is more on a personal level. And that's just basically, you know, the problems and how we fall into the gap of, you know, how corporate America operates on just the one thing, making money, you know, the main profit. You know, whoever gets crushed or gets hurt, they're just casualties of that proposition or that, you know, acclamation of whatever they're doing. And, you know, we have to understand that corporate America is a machine, basically. You know, no matter what human figurehead is in charge, you know, corporate America is operating, you know, by the one goal, maximizing your dollars and cutting your costs. You know, no matter who's in the middle and no matter who it is, it could be the president of that company. If he, you know, falls ill to leukemia and it costs the company X amount of dollars that they're not willing to spend, the head of the company will be replaced by the vice president of that company. And that's why, you know, we have, you know, in corporate America, a chain of command. And the chain of command in corporate America, you know, what it does is it substantiates, you know, their bottom line. You know, no matter how good that corporate president was, but if he becomes a liability, you know, the next man under him has no problem pulling the rug under him and stepping in his place. And that's, you know, basically how corporate America is. And, you know, and they want, you know, the workers to have belief or false faith that one day if you're the guy standing with your hands on that rug and you pull it, that rug you pull from under that guy, you can just shake it off and place it down there and you will be in his place. And at this point, let's see if we got Sister Antonia. Sister Antonia, are you there?
Yes. Thank you very much, Rob. Brother Rob is such a prolific speaker, and so I have to admit I was prepared to let him take my show over. And he informed you about things that maybe that I wasn't even anticipating saying. So it was wonderful to be able to have him to cover for me on this 1,005 episode. You said that we're on now, correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, good. Well, it's an honor to have you to have a cover for me, as I mentioned, because, as a matter of fact, his lead-in was pretty much on the money. But considering that if I can still do the introduction, and I would like to make sure that you all continue to get other things that I've heard, you know, and I would love to be able to make sure that if you have anything to say, by all means, you know, tune into the station. Definitely, you know, make sure that you hit them up on the social medias that they provide, and feedback will be very much welcome. because after all, we all have to look out for each other. We're human beings first, and social media persons next, maybe. But anyway, here we are. We are broadcasting out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as Brother Rob had mentioned. This is the 1005th episode. The telephone number to listen to the show is 323-870-4174. That is 323-870-4174. And please press the number on the pad, which is number 1. I believe it's just plain 1 to talk to the host. To listen on the internet, please type www.blogtalkradio.com, that is blogtalkradio.com, and type in Peripheral Visions by Antonia Betts. That is Peripheral, Visions, V-I-S-I-O-N-S, by B-Y, Antonia, A-N-T-O-N-I-A, Batts, B-A-T-T-S. Please select either live shows or title, and at that icon, you can definitely type that information in so you can listen to review the previous shows. Now, as it was mentioned earlier by Brother Bob, tonight's show is titled Exploitation in Industrial Economics. Will you and your family, friends, acquaintances, community, and others like ourselves, be able to avoid shifty business practices? Beware of investors, salespeople, and others who approach you with bad propositions. Also, congrats, as in congratulations, to the youth and everyone who participated in climate control protests worldwide and locally this past week. Your future and life may depend on it. If I'm not mistaken, that was Friday. And the AR-15 assault rifle production, it has ceased being produced because it was said to be 200 million of them out there, which is way too many for them want to even include any more in the industry. Plus, events, Fashion Week 2019, in Philadelphia, PA, is here this week, starting September 23rd. Last week, New York City successfully ran its course. Again, good evening, everyone. Exploitation is such a broad subject, but we're going to have to narrow it down to the average person's household. It was a time when sales was an honest job for honest work and was conducted by merchants from centuries ago throughout different countries and retail stores, as well as traveling door-to-door salespeople. Unfortunately, this is a day and an age we have to realize everything isn't as honest in exchange of money, goods, and services. Unfortunately, we are at the pinnacle of understanding how to be made aware that there are people who collaborate and take money from you, I, and many other people any way they can, especially the poor and or the struggling. But don't think for a minute that taking money from just the average everyday person, who we outnumber the people who do have, obviously, we are not their only target. These exploiters are not only computer hackers, for example, but they are also people like maintenance workers and some other staff members within, say, for example, apartment complexes, God knows, maybe condominiums, God knows, maybe a service like an exterminating service for all you know, or a moving truck service, just to name a few out of many millions. And the most popular one these days are, unfortunately, utility agents. And those utility agents, at least here in Philadelphia that we notice, are mostly younger people who are desperate to get and keep a job. And at your and my expense, if we're not aware of it, you may find they may have an angle that you're definitely not going to be prepared for. Oh, yes, and don't think that they won't take from the people who are well off. But I'm sure the people who are well off are a little bit more in tune to what's going on, but not exclusively, because there have been some pretty nasty situations that have been told by them. Look at Bernie Madoff, for example. He was one of many. Some people got their money back who were well off, and some didn't. But if you only knew the hook that they sell you on and try to get your attention and acquire your account numbers from credit cards, utility bills, and God knows whatever else, you may or maybe will not be aware that, don't be surprised if your name was forged on a document, and you may not want to open the door for another solicitor ever. But you don't want to burn bridges with the community because, speaking of those solicitors, because some of them, they are honest people. Not enough of them, though. And some of them, they offer some very viable products that can apply to things that we can actually need or take the advantage of. Some of those solicitors, or whatever they call themselves these days, exploiters, in other words, some of them, well, they don't even realize that people are definitely reporting them as time goes on. Who you report it to, maybe that will be another avenue to travel down to find out how you can do that. Some people start with the Better Business Bureau. Some people start with agencies that they are employed under, hoping that they can find somebody in human resources that can tell them of some channels to take to make sure that they don't get fully taken advantage of. But would you believe that there was a time that the most popular earlier salespeople were door-to-door salespersons who sold things like Tupperware? You know, the plastic wares with the bowls that, you know, most of us had in our kitchens and sealed our foods and things of that nature, and they expanded to other products beside that. They sold vacuum cleaners. Yeah, some of the earliest vacuum cleaner companies, definitely door-to-door salespeople, had been able to introduce some of the best vacuum cleaners. I wouldn't be surprised if it was the earlier people like Hoover and whoever else. And cleaning sales products. Oh, let's not even talk about the cleaning sales products that have been sold from door to door. Watson's, which was more so a product that was anything from eucalyptus rubbers and vanilla extract and things of that nature, things that were, you know, normal every other day items that you would normally probably use in the cooking process and processes to sort of, you know, rub on your arms to make you feel better if you're having aches and pains that were definitely highly unexpected. So these people have really made a great living off of offering things that are not normally offered in the retail stores and have been introduced by door-to-door salespeople who sometimes ask people if they would like to put on demonstrations in their home, earn some extra products themselves, who allow it to happen in their homes, and so on and so forth. But who would have ever thought that there would be additional companies that will exploit you? Because, for example, lately, there have been gas companies, electric companies, and whatever other utility companies, I can speak for at least here in Philadelphia, which seem to ignore your declining the ability to hear their unsolicited, long drawn out speeches, especially over the telephone. It has gotten so bad, everyone in some community, on the buses, in the public, they discuss on how their apartments, their condos, their communities had to post non-solicitation signs that may have sometimes a fine applied or jail time warnings applied, if necessary, just to keep harassment or dishonest salespeople from coming to their home. It has gotten that bad. And considering that there was harassment, and sometimes early in the morning, some people really complained about even a certain religion, and they considered them troublesome and problematic, especially when they're unexpected visits. Now, the clinch is that they will use, for example, your actual former utility company, go under their name to charge you twice or more than what you have been paying and what you may have been assuming was just a regular increase. This is after they get your account number and, as I mentioned, maybe not your forged name. They may ask, can they see your bill so they can just show you how much you'll be saving and take down your account number in the process after they plug it in? And if you sign, I'm quite sure you didn't expect, or especially if you're in a program, for them to override that program, as I mentioned, serve you the opportunity to unfortunately double the cost of what you've been paying or quadruple it in a matter of time. And the next thing you know, give you the impression they didn't know that's not what you wanted. You tell them, I don't want it, and they may have the audacity to say, well, you may have to stay on with us until such and such a date, and then it's not necessary, it'll ride into the next. And if you tell them even, I have the right to not have to make you let you make me give you my money, and you're going to add an extra month on there, do you know that they have no respect and give you the impression that that's what they can do? Considering that, I know you don't believe in working for free out here, the average one of you who do have an occupation. Well, if you don't believe in doing so, well, wouldn't you say that nobody has the right to take your money you had to work for? So you want to call a Better Business Bureau on them? If they decide they want to disrespect you, I say by all means, please do. And whatever other agencies you may be able to come across. Somebody need to put a stop to that. There are so many angles for people to practice this unwarranted stuff that they do until it is outrageous. You're trying to figure out how to make sure that it doesn't occur again, and they will still come back at you. Maybe they'll send in a mail something that says sign here, and you may not pay attention thinking that it's a regular bill coming from your actual company after you call that the first former company. And they this other agency out of nowhere may tell you, well, guess what? We have the right to keep you on for such and such amount of time. Now, there ought to be a law to that. To me, that's thievery. That's ignoring your ability to be respected by somebody who's basically acting as a shyster. So with that being said, hopefully you will understand you have rights. And if you have to go to another source just to examine your rights, you have the right to say, I am not remaining under this company as we speak as of now. Well, guess what? If a couple of years go by and you find out your bill eventually starts to quadruple and it's under the name of that former company, the first company who you were satisfied with, that ought to be an issue that should be taken up with your state legislators, your city representatives, and whoever else, the federal level if they have to, because there are people who actually would take their services if it has been proven on paper, in a document, that their bill will be less, not can be, but will be less. And they are actually bound to honor that contract and not have the inability to come from under that second company. The first company who you would probably go back to, I don't see why anybody should be allowed to use their name to not let you realize who really had been taking your money all along. For the time it went up, the price, the charges, which is that second company. It seems very deceitful until you get hit with a much bigger bill than you ever expect, and that's when you have to discover that. There are so many angles for people to practice all of this mess, as I said before, until you have to start taking matters into your own hands. If the company can't handle it, even the first one that you're with, about getting justice about that second company, as I mentioned, you have representatives in your town. I don't care if you live in a village. You have upper representatives who definitely can help resolve that matter because, you know, they want to acquire many as people as they can to turn around and fight back on a matter such as that. I mean, you're not out there working for free, just like they're not out there giving you anything. So with that being said, just as Brother Rob said, there are people out there in corporate America. Some may have business ethics, but unfortunately, many have made people to become leery and not even care about business ethics. And that's why you definitely, in the name of yourself and your family, need to take matters into your own hands and handle your matters properly. Maybe it's in the form of a ledger that you would normally create, a petition that is, and submit it. And without being long and drawn out, give up a couple of normal-sized paragraphs as to what it specifically pertains to. So with that being said, it will be nice to be able to go on to another issue that has been near and dear to my heart even, because after hearing over the years different setbacks based on climate change, The more I'm listening to even televised some projects that are even being discussed, the more I'm hearing about the melting of the polar caps. Well, you know, for those who are a little naive, polar caps, they don't melt only with the sun. or only because as time goes on, it was meant to happen. But a lot of that has been, according to some sources, attributed to the spillage of all types of negative things that affect the atmosphere as it spills upward into the sky. Some people may try to make you believe that maybe that's just you talking, but no, that's a real situation according to the way I've heard it. The spillage or the spewing of a lot of these caustic byproducts are due to the industrial movement. You know, this world of the bling bling and, you know, possessing material wealth, some people just don't care about at what expense it will take, that the possession of material wealth is more important to them and their social status than trying to preserve the earth that we all hope to get to enjoy. I don't know about you, but I enjoy from time to time taking a walk in maybe a nicely deforested, semi-deforested community because, you know, we have parks, for example, recreational, you know, environments that's been cleared over the time only to make provisions for people to be able to enjoy what it's like to live amongst the greenery or the flowers or the animals that are, you know, the very intriguing as you look at them and they look at you and enjoy all that. So you can show your children how to enjoy the animals and appreciate them. So considering that when there was the protest this past, I believe it was Friday, here in Philadelphia alone, when the children got out of school or people got left from work or whatever, approximately 3,000 plus people had been said to go downtown at City Hall outside and protest about the global climate control situation. Then, as you look on television, you see in other places in much more massive amounts of people. It was, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a million in some areas and how multi-thousands in another, all over not only this nation, but in other countries. And it's so nice to see that some of these people, some of them who I understand weren't even old enough to vote in the United States voting system, had been concerned about what happens to their natural home. Not just their physical home, but the home they have to occupy and for generations to come beyond that. And why does it pay to be selfish unless you feel as though that you stand a chance on making it to the planet Mars and leaving all this behind? That's not even guaranteed to sustain life as you may think. And there's always room for, unfortunately, a glitch. Things can backfire. Why not have a conscientious belief and believing that this world is not only put here for all of us, but just being considerate can affect the next person or person that may be able to help you sustain your own life for all you know. You know, it's not being too naive to act like we don't understand the whole big picture about what actually occurs out here if we continue to, like, allow the waterways to be compromised with deliberate dumpings that are not responsibly, obviously not filtered and or cleaned or watched by what they call here in this country the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, or the EPA, the Environment Protection Agency. So it doesn't take much to be conscientious of that. Some people go to school just to be able to address that and major in different types of things, marine biology and whatever else that can affect the climate change and all of what we all live in. Drilling ourselves to the center of the core of the earth only to turn around and put out the fire that will cause it to maybe, for all you know, decompose over time. It doesn't pay to do that. I recall one of the candidates for the Democratic National Convention, Bernie Sanders, mentioning months ago that I'm sure he got a source from some type of scientific validation that there was a chance that the happening or the occurrence of the hurricane that came off the coast near Maryland was partially due to the global warming situation. And it was anticipated that 12 years from now that it may just wound up being irreversible. So don't be too optimistic, everybody, because after all, may means maybe yes, maybe no. And if it's not really addressed according to the way, you know, he explained this particular portion, he said, and if you don't address it soon, you know, within, it may take maybe a few million dollars just to reverse the situation, you know, as we speak in so many words. But if you don't reverse it, it may not, it wouldn't be, no matter how much money you want to put into reversing it, it just won't be reversible. And I'm familiar with that pattern of things, the way law of physics can make things happen. So with that being said, please be conscientious, everyone. So congratulations for you all that have been very conscientious about that. As I mentioned, especially the youth, because, you know, the youth, when they realize where they're being sold a bill of goods and they grasp a good understanding and you have the right kind of people out there letting them be aware, it's not about just them, it's about all of us. Some of them, a lot of them actually, they have challenges in life sometimes, but they also realize that our natural home is the most important home that we will ever have in our lifetime. Now, down to the production of the AR-15 rifle, it is nice to know that they decided to cease production of it altogether, where it has been manufactured, because it has been stated that there are more than there should be out there, which are, at the count, more than 200 million of them. But it's a shame it took so long for people to realize that being conscientious of making sure that those particular rifles are out of circulation are just the tip of the iceberg as to how many other assault weapons and even just guns to be manufactured for the sake of whatever. You can't stop it, maybe. And we do understand, respect the Second Amendment, because people never know when they may be up against something under abnormal circumstances, which is not on their behalf. And they have to defend their home, their families, etc. But because there are some people who have been in the news with some highly irrational situations that have occurred lately, we got to start somewhere. 200 million of those rifles, unless you are planning to create a huge army, it has no business being out there. And that shouldn't even be thought of either, because, you know, don't let the egotistical maniacs who feel as though, you know, war is the answer to their problems lead you into a world of demise and callous behavior too. So considering that, it is amazing that that's just one of the small conscientious movements to alleviate gun control problems, at least when it come under the title of the AR-15 15 rifle. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to still acknowledge National Fashion Week 2019. And as a matter of fact, this is the season for different cities and different countries, especially the high-end retailers and fashion designers, etc. But I'm going to first introduce Brother Rob as the person who will do the call to salvation. And following that, then I'll do that. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Brother Rob. How are you?
No problem. I'm doing great. And I'm listening to the broadcast and great information going out there to the people. And let me just go ahead and do the announcements. Well, first of all, I'll do the call to salvation, and then I'll do the announcements. The call to salvation is pretty simple. And, you know, it's so simple. It's actually creating that bond and that connection between you and your Creator. And the best way to do that is to acknowledge the sacrifice, the great sacrifice He did. He offered His Son for our salvation. And you just let Him know, I acknowledge the sacrifice that you have done when your Son died on the cross of Calvary. I thank you so much. And you I trust, and you alone I would like to turn my life over to you. For me, this is the first step and the best step of the rest of my life. I can't think of nothing other better than to do to acknowledge that sacrifice that you have provided for me. And for that, and to this day and to the rest of my life, I will just always honor that sacrifice that you have placed forth for my soul. And I thank you so much. And with that being said, you can just say, you know, to anyone, you can say out loud, you can say it to a friend, you can text someone. Just don't wait. Just let everyone know that you're turned over a new leaf in your life, that this is a new chapter, this is a new beginning, that you're reborn again. And once you've done that, you know, the next step I suggest you do is find a Bible-believing teaching, preaching sanctuary to nurture the Word of Christ. And, you know, if you can't find that church without walls, you know, that's why we're here at Purpose Kingdom Network, where we broadcast almost every night that we're able to broadcast. And you can join us here until you find that church home. And, you know, if you want to correspond with us here, you can correspond with us here at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, send a prayer request, or let us know that you turned over a new leaf of life, and we thank you so much for that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom, where you can do likewise. And we suggest you like us on Facebook, where that way you can see some of our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And we thank you so much for that. No matter where you're listening to us in the world, whether you're listening to us online or via phone, we thank you so much. And as always, if you're listening online, phone number to call in is 319-527-6091, and you just hit the number 1, and we'd love to hear from you. And like I said, we thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you, and with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It, hosted by Sister Talene, Sister Adrian, and Sister Janice. And once again, at the 9 p.m. hour, we'll be broadcasting tomorrow evening with Let's Talk About It. And we thank you so much. And, you know, with our whole appreciation and our whole love with Christ, we thank you. And with that being said, Sister Antonia, we're going to turn the program back over to your hands.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Rob. I tell you, it is such a very nice message that's sent through the call of salvation. It gives you hope, inspiration, and for those who do appreciate God and all that He has brought to us, it is just so wonderful to know that you're not in the world by yourself. Even if you feel as though that there's no hope for you, and then there are those who are hopeful, and they have a reason to smile and dance and sing and be grateful, and they should not feel slighted and definitely not deprived of what all God can bring to you. and through the help of his son who died on the cross, Jesus Christ, which was unmercifully an occurrence of time in the period of the challenging things when people wore togas mostly. Just to bring it up to date, just the gratitude that you can express on behalf of God and His Word is just welcome and created by the Most High. So with that being said, I really appreciate that, Brother Rob, and thank you very much for covering for me. It was just a wonderful thing to know that people, when you offer a title to a show, that they are definitely in accord to what you're saying and can definitely shed some light on the matter with things that other people, you know, say that, yes, we understand how that works and we have that as a common interest. So I'm really appreciative of that as well. But I don't understand one thing in particular. For those who are aware of the problems we have out here, well, not our problems, but problems that are created by callous people, we don't get on the bandwagon and at least talk about other people that you meet, because you'd be surprised who actually, who you, maybe for example, you actually underestimate who can hold a full-fledged conversation and shed the light on a subject that you think that doesn't even exist in their particular culture or society. So don't underestimate anyone when they offer the opportunity for a wonderful exchange of information that you know you cannot get when you even talk to people you assume that are on your level. Now, to introduce the subject of National Fashion Week 2019, all over the world, there have been celebrations by some of the most productive retailers, fashion designers, hair show specialists, and other glamorous venues and people and staff members who are involved in this great big massive world of glamour. Glamour can sometimes be overrated. Glamour can sometimes be your idea of glamour, not everyone else's. Someone may like to take on the bohemian look. Some of them may want to present themselves in a very big venue of what it's like to live elegantly. And, you know, it's just something that sometimes is good for the self-esteem. It gives people an opportunity to express themselves as individuals, and it gives other people the opportunity to let it be stated that, you know, they are an individual, you know, that they can distinguish their concept of glamour from another person's concept, as long as we know we're dealing with it halfway rationally. And I say halfway because, you know, we don't want to feel as though the world is only our oyster. But speaking of glamour, last week in New York, I think that they may have, knowing the New Yorkers or anyone who comes into the city, set their particular whole venue off with one great big blast after another of the introduction of products, fashion wear, definitely struts of all types up and down the runway, sometimes print struts when they just sit there in a solitude of their environment that was designed for them, props and all, and get still photo shoots one after the other. Well, this week, it is a major retail phenomenon here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, by the opening of what used to be called the Gallery Mall. There's another name it falls under, but you can't miss it. It starts at approximately 9th and Market and goes about three blocks up. And it is riddled with a bunch of brand new stores with exciting things for people to wear. And some, there are even conservative dress wear items, conservative but stylish. Eddie Boyer, which is my mother's favorite, is one of the more somewhat laid-back, but definitely resourceful and reliable clothing wear statement, especially if you want to go for a job or just like to make sure you're looking appropriate for a indecisive moment of visiting people who are on a business level of any type. There's, of course, Century 21 for the jet setters out there. We're sorry that the other store that used to be open called Forever 21 is taking a turn on closing down several stores, but Century 21 has been talked about from what I've seen in my travels, and it's a good fashion statement, but I don't want to only give them the credit. Many of the others, maybe even some that are like maybe Old Navy, they're coming back probably in that store, in that whole mall. And the whole mall is just encased with a look that was really surprisingly highly welcome. It's an upgraded modern environment. Of course, it's not an environment for kids only because it serves quite a few other people, you know, of all different ages and sizes, you name it. And they can definitely let you know that's going to be the glamour hotspot approximately along through there. Across the street, there's other stores down, further down even, and further up, you know, all that cater to the industry. It's just that the Fashion Week, I'm sure, launch would probably include them. And there are going to be venues all over. There's going to be places you can go to eat that will sort of be part of the Fashion Week product of what they have to offer. Now, speaking of Fashion Week, you know, some people are highly inspired to go into the industry of design or consulting or things like becoming a person who would narrate during the time that, you know, some of the models will walk, catwalk, or, you know, glamour doesn't come only in one specific look these days, as it has been found. It's portrayed different cultures. It's been sort of shined up and revamped and reintroduced to society, and especially in the area of what they call the curvy model. There's new books that are magazines, actually, that are being put out on the market, like one called Brown Girl, who I've never heard of. Of course, everyone's familiar with the others, like Elle, Cosmo, and you name it. Essence, of course, you know, who have a little good time long run out here and still going strong as ever. Considering they provide more than just fashion, they provide medical information, upgrades. They provide clothing wear sometimes for men in other magazines, and sometimes they'll provide live stories, reality stories, and more. There's a whole lot of information that is shared that people love to read about. So if you're having a fashion week at the moment and you'd like to come to Philadelphia and partake of the high-class venue all along and throughout the city and go to different venues, talk with people. Go down to the Reading Terminal at 12th and Silver Street, Silver Arch, on 11th to 12th, you know, street in downtown area. The Greyhound bus station. Talk to the people and ask them, what do they find so captivating, and where are things that they would never thought, you know, in and around and, you know, downtown. You hear clubs, that are legitimate clubs. People sometimes talk and they say, a wonderful venue, and you never know. It may be something that's, you know, appealing to you. So if you like a mental pickup or a physical pickup and like to, you know, see the glamorous side of yourself or display it or share it, you know, by all means, Fashion Week in Philadelphia is here for you. I'm sure there have been Fashion Weeks in Italy, and Fashion Weeks in France, or Fashion Week in Spain, Fashion Week in the continent of Africa, some places. You know, it's all over. So with that being said, let me see, there's a place called Barnes Hall. They may be having a Fashion Week day next Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, it's the 30th of September, across from the Pearl Theater near the campus of Temple University in the evening, while they are offering open mic. So if you think you can sing a little, look at your cell phone, sing a few words, let everybody see that you can be classy also, or dressed up casual, if you want to call it that. So please, by all means, you don't have to go there to drink. They have food. They have non-alcoholic beverages. Just use your best sense and don't drive. Don't engage in DUI, drunk driving under the influence. It can cost you, somebody else their life, you your life, and we don't have to elaborate. With that being said, I want to say thank you very much, and Purpose Kingdom Network, it is a fabulous network to be able to broadcast so under, and I really feel appreciated, and I hope you do too. Thank you, audience, and God bless you. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.